Track 34.
Hannah, what were your first impressions of Vietnam?
I was amazed from the minute I arrived in Saigon. The city is huge, jammed with traffic and people on the move everywhere. The backpacker area was really a happening place with lots of hustle and bustle. It's a very exciting city, and there's so much to see and do in Saigon. And it's really modern, which I wasn't expecting.
And you traveled around the country, didn't you?
Yes, from south to north. It's a long, narrow country, so the route you take is pretty well determined for you. It's a well-trodden path, and you keep seeing the same faces all the time. The best way to get around is by bus. You can hop on and off along the way whenever and wherever you like. It's very well set up. For me, the highlights were Hue, which, if you're interested in the Vietnam War, then this is the place to get your fix. And I loved Hanoi, the capital, which is a beautiful city and much more unspoiled than Saigon. There are lots of amazing little markets that are definitely worth checking out. It's the perfect place to soak up the atmosphere and watch the world go by. From there, we went to Sapa, in the very north, which has some great walks in the hills through lots of tiny minority villages.
Your experiences of minority villages in Vietnam were mixed. Tell us a little about this.
Well, this whole issue is very delicate. As tourists, we want to find the authentic thing, remote, untouched, traditional villages. Yet, the moment that tourists go to such places, we affect them and disrupt the authenticity. It's a real dilemma, though, because visiting these villages generates money for the people who live there.
So how can backpackers ensure that they don't have a negative impact on villagers?
I would suggest the Leave Only Footprints motto, and don't give money directly to people because it does affect the local economy on a dramatic scale. It's important to support sustainable tourism, leaving the minimal possible impact on the society that you have infiltrated.
And finally, if it's possible to generalize, what are the Vietnamese people like?
I found them to be very easygoing and friendly. I think that the Buddhist religion encourages that. Lots of good karma. Most people along the way were very happy to help us, and we felt very welcome at all times.